You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Council has announced $60,000 in funding to youth crime prevention group Turn Your Life Around. This is part of their broader plan to increase community safety in Tāmaki Makaurau. I asked Councillor Shane Henderson about this funding and strategy, and also about what's happening in Tāmaki Makaurau this weekend for Matariki. Why has Council invested $60,000 into youth crime prevention community organisation Turn Your Life Around?
Yes, so we identified Turn Your Life Around as a really good avenue to generate these kind of community safety and crime prevention outcomes, because they really provide, you know, a lifeline to children and young people that don't have access to social services. You know, we've got some great community groups out there that are doing a fantastic job. This particular group is really good at kind of getting behind that to people that are maybe not being reached so well. I mean, they've supported more than 1,000 children and young people in Auckland since 1996. So we're really confident in their approach, and we're very excited to see the results of this year.
Is this part of a broader crime prevention plan from Auckland Council?
Oh, absolutely. Look, the community has been quite clear with us that they're concerned about their safety recently. We want to get on with promoting the positive stories of Auckland and kind of the economic development of our city. To do that, people need to feel safe at a base level and need to feel like they can go out at night and do their shopping and always kind of enjoy our city like they should be doing. And so to do that, we want to give them that confidence. So that's part of our initiative, yeah.
Auckland Council clearly has a focus on investing in crime prevention rather than crime punishment. How does this strategy fit in with central government's plans to tackle crime?
Yeah, well, that's it. Crime prevention is the way to do it, and it's a holistic approach, right? We have to meet people's needs in terms of their housing and their health and their well-being, all those kind of things that are so important to building a complete picture of the person and their life. So just punishing people, we've seen over generations that doesn't work. It doesn't prevent the problems. We need to take a more holistic approach, and that's what council's up to.
Do you think policies like the reintroduced three strikes law will make Aucklanders feel safer?
Yeah, look, speaking personally here, I'm not a fan of the three strikes law. I think that if you look at international literature where this has come in, it's not proven to succeed in preventing crime, and it increases punishment. But, you know, proponents would tell you that deterrence is why you would do that, but it's not, doesn't succeed in other countries. So I personally have some quite concerns about that. I would rather that we focus on the prevention side of things.
And Matariki is also this weekend. What council events are happening in Tāmaki Makaurau to acknowledge the holiday?
Oh, mate, fantastic work going on all around. Look, if you just jump on the Our Auckland website, that will tell you, a myriad of events all over the city for Matariki. Just a favourite of mine that I'm looking forward to is tomorrow, actually, in Manurewa in the Auckland Botanical Gardens. There's a whakapapa kind of festival where people kind of connect with their genealogy and connect with the kind of culture and art and whānau and all those kind of fantastic things that are so important to our tangata whenua and to everyone. So that's an example. If you jump onto Our Auckland, that'll give you a bunch of different stuff all over the city.
Was there much engagement in Matariki events last year?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think that we work very hard with our engagement and to bring the whole city and obviously tangata whenua along. This year we've got Ngāti Tamoho, which is in partnership with Auckland Council. They're sort of the host designate, which sort of oversees the program. And this is the sort of partnership approach that we take every year.
And do you think there'll be much turnout for the events this year?
100%, I would encourage them to just, everyone should be enjoying their city. I mean, can you believe it? A public holiday on a Friday? That's fantastic. There's really no excuse for Aucklanders not to get out there and just enjoy the most fantastic city in the world.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on Matariki events and Auckland Council's strategy for crime prevention.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.